This goes to Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Hug, H-U-G, D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, Hunt, H-U-N-T. Date of birth 9/25 of 1953. Dear Christina, I don't have to say Mrs. Christina. Dear Christina, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Hunt with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, primary hyperparathyroidism, and a history of high calcium levels. Her last visit was December 27th of 2021. She was scheduled for a follow-up in June of this year, but the patient had fallen just prior to her scheduled appointment, so they canceled and rescheduled this follow-up visit. She's been doing well. Weight is stable. Today she's complaining of some diarrhea that's worse after she eats, and this has been a problem in the past. She's had colitis in the past. But she's hoping it will not turn into that. She has no blood or melena noted at this point. She's been feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, dyspnea, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. She is on Sensipar, 60 milligram once daily, and she is tolerating that very well. It's keeping her calcium levels within the normal range. Physical exam, her weight is 171 pounds, pulse 71, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 80. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and no ascites, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 27th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.0, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 55. Calcium is 9.3, albumin 4.1. Phosphorus 2.5, hemoglobin 13.7, normal white count, and normal platelets. Parathyroid hormone is 138.1. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypertension, and primary hyperparathyroidism with normal calcium levels currently on Sensipar. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.